So are you shopping for a new house? Sorry to hear. In this red-hot housing market, things are so expensive, but there may be signs of cooling. Last month, sales of new single-family homes fell about 17%, according to the Commerce Department. That's good news to Derek Thompson, staff writer for The Atlantic, because he argued the housing market has peaked. And Derek joins us on Skype. Happy Tuesday.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Derek, in my neighborhood in the DC burbs, there was an open house last month. More than 40 people came in just a couple hours, just housing crazy. Are you arguing that the bidding wars, offering way over asking price, no inspection, is going to ease?
Yes, I do think it's going to ease. And it's going to ease for a very simple reason, which is that mortgage rates are going way, way up. The increase in mortgage rates right now is the highest we've seen in 40 or 50 years. That doesn't mean that mortgage interest rates are higher than they've been in 40, 50 years. Mortgage interest rates are actually still pretty low. They're lower than any
pretty
time
low.
In the 1990s mm-hmm. or early 2000s. But the rate is increasing, and it will keep increasing because the Federal Reserve will keep jacking up its own interest rates, and mortgage rates will follow. So we are at a really, really high point in the housing market, and it is likely to stabilize, if not outright decline.
But hold on, during the pandemic, the economists were telling us and telling you that a lot of people saved up a load of money during this pandemic. So can a lot of people still afford to buy?
Yeah, a lot of people can definitely still afford to buy. A lot of people can afford to buy, you know, anything. Houses are really expensive. So, you know, if you saved an extra $10,000, $20,000 during the pandemic, that's sensational. You're in a better place than you were 2-3 years ago. But that $10,000, $20,000 might not be the difference between being able to afford or not afford a house that's, you know, $400,000, $500,000 over $1 million, let's say. So it's more likely, I think, as the housing market keeps getting hotter and mortgage interest rates keep getting higher, that people say, all right, what can we do with this $10,000 to $20,000? Maybe we can buy an extra couch. Maybe we can go on an extra, you know, long weekend vacation. I think what you're starting to see in the numbers, as you said at the top of the segment, you're going to see housing sales decline a little bit. You're going to see housing prices start to stabilize. And we're going to sort of be at this high plateau of housing prices for quite a while.
Mm. Okay. Derek, if you have a $10,000 couch, that's a whole nother segment we're going to have to discuss.
Yeah, right.
But let's talk about housing starts. They're up, a sign of more supply to come. But don't we still have supply chain issues? I mean, I don't want to keep going on about my neighborhood, but one build that just finished took twice the normal time.
Absolutely. One really interesting thing that we're beginning to see is that the difference between housing starts and housing completions is rising and is right now, in fact, at a record high. That means there's a lot of unfinished homes. Why are there so many unfinished homes? Well, it's because, briefly, the supply chain is totally messed up. It's messed up for my $10,000, $20,000 couch. It's messed up for your $50,000 couch. It's messed up for the houses. It's messed up for the cars. It's messed up for computer chips. It's messed up for all sorts of things. And, you know, we've done lots of segments about why supply chains are so screwy. A lot of it has to do with China's policy. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't have domestic supply. But in any case, that supply crunch has led to a situation where houses are harder to finish. The doors are harder to finish, the stairs. And so you have a lot of unfinished homes on the market, which is an interesting phenomenon we haven't really seen at this rate in many, many decades.
Yeah. Home prices in the past 2 years are up 35%, a really steep climb, faster than what we saw just before. Wait for it, right? Housing crash 2008. Any chance that this could be a bubble that isn't just going to ease, but could burst?
There is a chance of anything. I wish I could see the future in 2 years, but I cannot. So there's a chance of anything. The question is it likely? The writer economist who predicted the housing bubble crash of 2007, 2008 that I consult quite often, his name is Bill McBride. He pointed out that in 2005, 2006, the reason that we saw this crash is because inventory soared to a multi-decade high. Inventory, that is the number of available homes in many local markets, are really close to all-time lows. So in a lot of ways, the situation with the American housing market is kind of the opposite of what we had in 2005, 2006. Really, really low inventory rather than really, really high. This is a market where, for better or worse, we're likely to see prices stabilize, maybe fall a little bit in inflation-adjusted terms like they did in the late 1970s, early 1980s. That is more likely, I think, than an outright crash like we saw in 2007.
Okay. Finally, very quickly, does this present good news for first-time home buyers, or is still out of reach for many of them?
The situation right now for first-time homebuyers is really bad. I was going to use a worse word, but it's really bad. Homes are really expensive right now, and that stinks. The good news is that with mortgage interest rates rising, you know, it might get a little bit easier to compete for a home that you can afford. Whereas today, if there's a home you can afford, there's 40 bidders, and that means you're likely to lose.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Thank you as always.
Thank you.